If you live in China, you need to watch what you say online. Certain subjects are off limits. There are also restrictions on the websites you can visit. It's all part of the Chinese government's powerful system of control over the digital lives of its citizens. Now other countries are looking to Beijing as a model. That's one of the findings in a report out today on global internet freedom. The bottom line? Not good. Digital freedoms on the whole are eroding, including right here in the United States. More on that in a moment. First, let's hear about how China is exporting its censorship model. Adrian Shabazz is with Freedom House, the American-based organization tracks freedom and democracy around the world.
The sort of controls that China has instituted from the very beginning of when the internet was introduced in the country include the so-called Great Firewall, where they're able to block foreign media sites. And then there's also this legal component where they are passing regulations, sometimes like a regulation every 2 days, about what are the latest terms that are banned from social media platforms. Oftentimes, these terms are things like Winnie the Pooh or Tiananmen Square. Winnie the Pooh, because that was used as a sort of meme to make fun of President Xi Jinping.
Right.
Another component is more offensive measures of government officials whose job it is to just go on social media networks in China and to post positive remarks about how the government is doing in order to really manipulate and shape the conversations that Chinese users are having in the country.
So that's a lot of stuff. I mean, blocking the outside world, censorship, manipulating information. Which governments have you seen that are starting to implement the Chinese model?
The government that is perhaps the furthest along is Iran.
Yesterday, authorities shut down access to Instagram, along with a free messaging app that's become especially popular in countries where censorship is a big problem. It's called Telegram.
Iranian authorities, after the 2009 disputed elections in which activists were using Twitter to sort of document the protests.
It's being called the Twitter Revolution, a protest of Iran's election outcome.
After that, I think Iran said, you know, we can't have this anymore. We need to bring the internet fully under our control. China was really one of the few countries to do that from the very beginning. And now countries like Iran, Russia, Vietnam, and several countries around Africa are building the sorts of telecommunications apparatuses, the legal frameworks, where they're able to pull themselves off from the international internet at will. Oftentimes that happens around elections, when there are protests happening in the country.
When Iran wants to implement like a China-type system, how much guidance are they actually getting from China? Like, do they communicate about the system, the Iranians and the Chinese?
Yeah, it's Chinese companies, it's officials that are coming in and doing trainings.
And what would you say the goal essentially is with Iran, Russia, and China doing this?
The goal is essentially to control the media narrative in the countries. I think that the likes of China, Russia, and Iran are very much looking to play by their own rules on the internet rather than having to prescribe by international norms of human rights and democratic principles.
So of the 65 countries you looked at and assessed, China ranks last when it comes to freedom online, which probably shouldn't surprise us. Can you just tell us briefly how you came up with these rankings? Like, what kind of things did you consider?
We divide internet freedom up into three kind of categories. One, looking at how easy it is for people to get access to the internet, you know, how expensive it is. The second component is looking at how censored the internet is in every single country. And the third component is how good the government is at protecting people's rights online. That includes freedom of expression and privacy.
So we also noticed that the U.S. got downgraded this year on the list. Why is that?
And that was mainly due to the repeal of net neutrality regulations for your listeners who might not be familiar with that. That's the idea that service providers, you know, the people that give customers internet access should not be able to discriminate between different types of content and start blocking, let's say, like their competitors or you know, start blocking Netflix and start charging their customers more if they want to get access to Netflix. That's one component about why it changed this year. But an ongoing thing that we're seeing is really how disinformation and hyper-partisan content is continuing to poison the public sphere in America. Unfortunately, this really has not calmed down since the 2016 elections.
Adrian Shabazz with Freedom House in Washington. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.